But I wasn't looking to escape a domestic routine. I was looking to establish one. Married for just 2 years, our son Sam just having celebrated his first birthday, Tracy and I really hadn't had a chance to set a routine, a pattern for our marriage and our life together. Since I had to be in Thailand on a long shoot for Brian De Palma's Casualties of War throughout much of our brief engagement, Tracy had made the marathon trans-Pacific journey for an extended set visit. T had never mentioned anything about having second thoughts, but she's a smart, observant woman, and I can't imagine she wasn't horrified by the emaciated wreck of a fiancé she found in the jungle. Her own personal Heart of Darkness, featuring her future husband as Colonel Kurtz. I contracted some nasty strain of exotic stomach rot. She'd nursed me through it, and as a reward, had to battle it herself for the rest of her time in Southeast Asia. Far more unnerving, hell, it was terrifying, was the weirdness she'd encountered upon her return to civilization. Waiting for her at home was a series of graphic and vitriolic letters, individually stamped and posted by a single troubled individual, threatening death to Tracy unless she called off the wedding. We decided to hire Gavin DeBecker, a widely recognized expert in matters of threat assessment and personal security, to investigate the source of the letters and assign agents to ensure Tracy's safety in my absence. Some months later, it was discovered by Gavin and the LAPD that the person responsible for what eventually amounted to more than 5,000 death threats was a lonely, disturbed young woman. After months in jail awaiting trial, at which Tracy and I both had to testify, she was convicted of making terroristic threats and ordered to undergo psychiatric treatment.